A warm welcome and hello to the New Work Heroes podcast. My name is Jörn Hendrik, and I am so glad to welcome you to the second English episode and a wrap up of the year, a review of the year, so to say. And let me start by giving all of my new listeners a brief overview of who I am and actually what the New Work Heroes are. And this episode will talk about the hero's journey, the heroic's journey, and the possibilities that you have in personal development, in leadership, and of course also in the realm of new work. And since this is the foundation of my work, I am deeply connected with all of these stories that lie within the view on the hero's journey, and I want to give you a brief overview on the four steps that I created with my publishing company, my books, my workshops. And this is also for starting in for a little introduction. So I call myself a facilitator, an author, a solopreneur, and coachpreneur, and I am creating learning journeys to enable groups and individuals to grow and to be better leaders. And the area of my work are working methods like lean startup, design thinking, agile methods. And these are all combined under the buzzword new work. So here in Germany and the German-speaking countries, we know new work as some sort of overlooking, overarching word that speaks about organizational design and also a bit of personal development, I have to say, but not overall. So it is more the idea of working through methods and theories and putting it in a context of startups or agile transformations. And my specialty is to put it into the view and work for personal development. And this is basically what the New Work Heroes are doing. And it is not about crafting a new method, but more for a holistic approach and context for leadership and for your very own personal development. And why heroes, you would ask, right? Isn't that game over? So why do we glorify persons to heroes? And I mean, isn't that something that Marvel movies are only doing? Or isn't that a boring narrative? And I would say absolutely not, because it goes back to the hero's journey that has been published with the book A Hero with a Thousand Faces by Joseph Campbell in the 50s, back in the 50s. And he was a mythologist and an author who was very successful in actually gathering all of the hero stories of the world. So basically, from the beginning of time, we were telling ourselves stories about the sky, stories about what we were seeing there. Why is the moon why is the moon black for 3 days and comes back then with a different shape? What are certain astronomical things that happen? Basically, when we think about Christmas, you know about the Christmas star, right? So there are certain things that we engulfed stories. And what is important is that since the beginning of time, we're telling us these stories more orally, and then with certain cultures that we know, the Egyptians, they started, I mean, way back in Babylon, they were also starting to write up stories, but the Egyptians really took that to a new level. And then the ancient Greeks, of course, they were really good at creating all of these hero stories that we use up until today. So Hercules, the strong hero, and Zeus, the this kind of terrifying god of thunder, who is actually the father of the whole pantheon. This is a lot of what is depth in our culture. So when I walk across my city here in Berlin, I can see all of these heroes like in marble stones and statues, and I can tell you they influence a hell of a lot. So it is actually super interesting to see that all of these stories that Joseph Campbell then as a parable of life, for the path of life, actually encrypted, he actually helped us to see this in a new light. And of course, Hollywood has picked it up, and it's actually interesting to know that there was a I think it was a German texter who worked for Disney Studios in the 50s and 60s, and he brought back the concept of Joseph Campbell to the desk of Walt Disney. And since then, all of the stories have been actually written with these steps of the hero's journey. Now, the whole steps of the hero's journey for Joseph Campbell, they contain 15 to 16 different steps. And since I'm myself also an author and content creator, I kind of created my own view on this to make this more tangible for coaching, for workshops, and I want to give you an overview how this looks like. And it is actually a very good time to do this, because now at the end of the year, we are reflecting. It is time to ponder, to look back, and also to make new plans, to look at the new year. And since we all know through this devastating experiences that we lived through for now nearly 2 years of the worldwide pandemic, we want to look at the future in a brighter way, right? And also we want to deal with the crises that we went through better. And this is all something that this concept, this New Work Heroes concept of the hero's journey can give you. So lean back, get yourself a mug of coffee, or I have to say, it's the end of the year. I do have a little glass of wine here. And listen, and let me guide you through the hero's journey. So the very first step is abyssos. And abyssos is Greek for the abyss. So it is the pitch black hole that we fall in when we start our journey. So why is that? At the beginning of the journey, we are not the heroes that that we become, right? With this, all of these magical potions that we have, or the forces that we find inside of us, we are actually more or less like a fool. And it's actually super interesting to know that all of the ancient hero stories, the older hero images, they never depicted this muscle-packed heroes that we know from the Greek from the Greeks as Hercules, or now the Marvel superheroes, right? I mean, yeah, if you look at Spider-Man, for example, he's more or less of a boy, right? And he's vulnerable, but still, he's cool, he's fast, he can climb walls. So this is something where hero stories begin with. And the concept of a fool is so important, because a fool goes off to find wisdom. And the important part is that the fool actually doesn't know where to go, and it's not about the don't know anything and being vulnerable and also thereby naive and seeing the world through different eyes, but it is the ultimate goal for all of us to step into to our life path and go for the search for the self. And a super interesting concept is that the ego has to be built up, which then has to be given away in favor of the greater self. So now this comes along very philosophical, right? And also a bit mythical, but this is the key of the first step of the hero's journey. So we also call it for the call of adventure, right? So the hero is not ready in the beginning and doesn't want to go, right? So you can think as an example for the Lord of the Rings and even the Hobbit, right? So Frodo and Bilbo from the Shires, they are really small people, right? So they don't really they don't know magic and they don't know how to change the world, but it lies within them that they will start this journey and also will be given this important tools, the ring itself, to actually change the world, right? And this kind of concept that the ego has to be built up and then slowly given away again for the greater self is the important message. And I want to give you a tangible and graspable part of what that means for you. In our workshops and coaches, the New Work Heroes have developed certain tools how to pursue this. And one of my favorite tools is the 5 why questions. So you may have heard about the concept of the 3 whys, right? So actually, Geraldo Zemler from the Brazilian company Semco is always asking himself when there's an important decision to make, why should I do it? Why should I do it? And why should I do it? And I add 2 more whys on top, because in my findings is through hundreds of coachings, I can see that we need to go deeper. We need to go to the abyss. We need to let go of our fears and actually discover them, because only when we recognize and truly understand ourselves, we can truly lead and develop others. And so this is the very first step. And also what we do in our workshops is, of course, a method that is called the inner child work. So of course, connecting it back to our inner fool who will step into the journey and actually connect with certain things that are vulnerable and that we actually have to unveil and unpack to go to the journey. The next step is called metamorphosis, and metamorphosis means to change, right? It is this kind of this well-known image that we know that a caterpillar will transform in a cocoon to a butterfly, right? And it is about finding the right inner forces to transform, to become the hero. And an interesting example of this step of the hero's journey is actually or was written on the Oracle of Delphi, or the Phytia, as it was called. So the oracle was also kings and rulers were also always in search for the Phytia, and they asked about the outcome of the war they wanted to start or whatever. And it was super interesting to know that in above the entrance gate stood in ancient Greece gnoti selton, which means know yourself. Know yourself. Start to to what is my task? To seek the heart to reach goal. And this is what metamorphosis does. And in the hero's with the hero's journey, you uncover your true name. You are revealing what is inside you, and then you will be granted the magical tools, the sword to slay the dragon or to go forward. And since this all are parables and images for the real life, this means for us at the New Work Heroes that we created the a tool to actually to unpack this real motivations. And this is the career hero typology. So we created a test that you can do with 40 actually statements to mark to go through. And then you have a set of 16 results that you can go through. And this typology actually helps you to understand you better. And you recognize your competencies, your motivation, and of course, also the ones of your employees. And you will get to know how to lead along these competencies and motivations. Because only if you coordinate your different motivations, then you can take the lead, because you know actually where to go, right? So from the very first step, abyssos, this kind of letting aside the doubt, stepping into the adventure, you will reveal what is inside you. And we're actually doing this with the test that helps you to name your qualities and where to go, right? Now we're coming to a third part that is also very interesting, because it means that we are now ready to fight our foes, our enemies. And of course, in heroes' stories and heroes and with the hero's journey, you always have some sort of enemy and foe that you are fighting against. And this is something that, and I want to quote here Carl Gustav Jung, the well-known Swiss psychologist and actually one of the fathers of the creation of psychoanalysis. And he dived deep into mythologies and also alchemists' readings and writings. But one of the concepts that he said was we need to control the doors of our perception, and there are four doors that we can go through. Three doors they are manageable. We can control them, but the fourth is uncontrollable, and and forth come both angels and devils. So let me get into that and unpack this a bit, because it sounds very mystical. And to also display a female expert here, the female psychologist and also scholar of Carl Gustav Jung, Marie-Louise von Franz. She actually died in 1998 and then did a lot of work for the realm of psychoanalysis and also psychology. But she dived also into fairy tales and tried to describe and also tear apart the messages that lie within. And she said, and this is a very interesting quote, she said, the human consciousness resembles a room of these four doors, and the deepest experiences that we know is that side that is despised and not seen. And this is interesting because it means that we need to go into the darkness to actually come forth with more knowledge. And for real life, this means that we get to know our temptations and also the sins that hold us from actually doing good. And the interesting part is that they are both belong to us. So it is when we think about the hero fighting against a foe, the dragon, and also since I did a lot of gaming also, it is about an end boss, right? So it's about this kind of idea when at the end of a level. So this is the now you know my age basically, when there were still games around that had levels and not like super large open game kind of concepts, right? So this kind of end boss means that we have to hear, we have to listen to what is unheard, and that we need to recognize, so to say, our soul entanglements. And this is a very hard one to go, you would think so, right? So how do we do that actually? But with the New Work Heroes, we created exercises, and we go through this concept of coaching to say there is a inner voices that we can put into dialogue and then create more knowledge about where actually we have to go. And we're doing this, for example, with a Net diagram to see where the different competencies lie and how to actually read them. And then with the results of our test, we go through it and say, okay, this is an interesting part to actually get to know why am I standing in my way, right? Why am I holding back, and how can I actually overcome these inner fights, inner dialogues that hold me from doing something great. And these temptations that you're vulnerable to and that distracts you from your path is exactly what Agon does. So making this visible and know your inner struggles and dialogues to understand others and to help them to grow. So I think it's one of the most important abilities of a leader, of a true leader, is that you know how to, I would say, to walk a certain moment at the side of your employee, your team member, to help them actually see where they can improve and actually why they're holding back. So, and only if you have gone through this process, you're able to do it for others, right? This is the important part. So this is Agon. It's all about fighting and all about getting your inner foe. And actually, if you are really struggling now and saying, okay, why is it all the swords and monsters, demons fighting? What does that all mean? It is a parable for life, right? So we can actually see that there's a lot of resistance going on in the world right now, right? Getting vaccinated, not getting vaccinated, talking about living through the pandemic, right? If you are a parent, you will actually really struggle with how do you actually do this right and go through all of this, right? Working in your home office or remote or hybrid or what is it about? And the interesting part is that these are like real struggles, and they are these kind of image for foes, enemies, dragons. They're just the fights that we have in a day-to-day life that we need to actually find answers to, and the answers that we can search for when we have this parable of life as the hero's journey is that it is about yourself and how you and your inner dialogue speak to them. So it's a very practical step and should not be seen and despised as something too brutal or the way maybe too dark. So in certain mythologies, we're actually talking here about hell, the devil itself, Satan, right? So these kind of forces that are really like truly evil. And the interesting part is, since they are inside of us, it is us who are at the same time good and evil. And it is about to control both of these worlds to lead us actually to the light. Talking about light, we're talking about the fourth step, and this is called luces. Luces comes actually from theater theory and science. So it is about, and in French it's called dénouement, it's about untangling the knot that that is actually in a drama and leads to actually the final and actually the happy ending, or maybe in a tragedy even to a sad ending. But this is actually where we become master of two worlds, and it's actually super interesting to have this to kind of dissect a bit this concept of master of two worlds, because it means that once you're on your hero's journey and you have seen both sides, you have revealed your true name, your inner competencies, then you have to go back. Actually, the hardest part is the return. If you again think about Frodo and the Lord of the Rings, it is actually super hard for Frodo to return to the Shire, basically in the films, in the ending. And if you have not seen it, then I'm sorry to spoil it totally for you. But he actually goes away with the elves to another realm because he has become something more. And I want to put this a bit more into context. Returning to the world means to integrate also the dark side of consciousness and thereby growing. So we can only grow by embracing our dark side. So this is this kind of super valuable concept. All of this kind of bad things happening to you and this kind of, you know, you getting divorced, losing your relationship, moving out, getting lost, right? Or having illnesses actually in your life. And please do not connect this too much in a spiritual and esoteric way. It is just simply how to cope with life's challenges. And not every single illness and every single thing happening to you has a deeper meaning. But the question is, what do you give it for a meaning, right? So how do you react for it? And very simple, how do you go forth? And the interesting part about losers is that you cannot solve your problems but in hermitage, right? By being lonely and only exchange with the parts that you're missing. It's only through exchanging with these parts that has been missing that you actually will know how to go back. And this means becoming master of two worlds by connecting what you have learned. And I do have an intense example for you as a coach. So I'm actually doing coaching work, facilitation, and all of this content work for 12 years now. And I can say that I see a lot of people coming to through various workshops, license groups, and transformation events, whatever. And I can see that people get lost in these kind of self-help groups and also these kind of experiences. So I meet all kinds of people here in Berlin. They seem being constant in the search, right? And then every year they have another method or interesting ceremony to engulf and actually to embrace. And I have to say that I look with a lot of doubt to this behavior, because spilling to one group to another and, so to say, searching the soul brew that is more warm and pleasant than reality is a very sad thing to do, because you have to become master of two worlds and you have to get back into reality to actually come to a higher consciousness. And this kind of solution, the redemption that loses offers here, the healing, is basically in the hero's story the highest level of consciousness. And if that sounds too mystical for you, I can assure you that by going all of the steps and by becoming experienced through these various concepts, you will reach a different spot of consciousness. And I don't mean enlightenment, right? So I don't mean you become some sort of monk or nun who will be like, you know, only meditating and being in the highest realms. I mean, of course you do have examples like this, but just for real life meaning, we're talking about future modeling here. We're talking about having canvases who actually help you to put your ideas and actually your insights that you created to action. And at the end of your journey, you will have learned to understand and support the path of personal change in yourself and in others. And by recognizing the patterns of change in yourself and others, you will truly become a leader who's able to guide and to actually build up successful teams that will grow. And if you're a freelancer or solopreneur, it is basically facing all of these challenges that entrepreneurship offers you and life is offering you, and actually how to get to know how to cope with this. Let me let me repeat a bit of these four steps and give you a final note on actually how to put this to life and actually use this for you. So I want to say that this concept of hero's journey it's very powerful, right? So there's a lot of colorful images in here. We can connect it to a lot of our day-to-day movies that we have at the cinema. So just have a look at the cinemas and take out maybe, for example, the new Matrix movie, right? So what is it other than the exact display of the hero's journey, right? Or in the Marvel comics, of course, and in movies, you will see it also connected. And the kind of urge for stories and in storytelling comes from a very deep connection of us being creatures of communication, right? So we are talking constantly about what we are witnessing, what we are going through, and these experiences need to be. Since our brain is a pattern-making machine, we want to see meaning in this, right? And I can go really deep in connecting this even more colorful and even more profound. Just a short notice on what I'm actually working on. So what I'm trying for the last 6 years, I was working with this test, and then you have to fill out a form and then you get results. And actually it is a very good tool to work with. I really like it. I like topologies and the tool that it displays, but I would like to create something that is even more graspable and that you can a bit more playful. So I don't want to see people only dive into tests and make it and then comparing results. I want them to actually be a bit more engaged and make it work for day-to-day life. And coming from, as a preacher's son, coming from a very spiritual and religious background, and also my parents were super interested, and especially my mother was super interested in certain things of spirituality and also esoteric, I got to know what different concepts of the storytelling, right? And also topologies. So actually, I'm very grateful to be in contact with a good old friend of my parents, Klaus-Bernd Vollmer, who is actually an author who created the very first books on the Enneagram, which is a topology created by Gurdjieff. And this is something that is also in the realm of like spiritual and esoteric kind of lectures then, but also very interesting concept that I actually got to know through Tim Ferriss' podcast, that Toby Lutke, the CEO of Shopify, is actually using this topology for his employees and leaders to actually guide through certain concepts of change, which I don't think is the best topology to do. Of course, I do think that the New Work Heroes topology would be a better fit, but this is, of course, self-promoting my work here. It's just interesting to see that there are certain concepts out there. What I wanted to say is that through this life connecting with different stories, I can see that my mother was working a lot with tarot cards. And tarot is also, you would say, something that goes into truth-saying and something like very esoteric, right? So you would see this as gypsies fortune-telling your future, right? But it is actually way more connected to the hero's journey and to this mythical path that I now talked about. And what I'm actually trying to create is a non-spiritual, non-esoteric tarot game with the New Work Heroes topology. So I'm trying to craft all of these experiences and insights from coaching perspective into a card game to actually go through this. But what I want to give you in the end is this overview of how you can actually read these kind of patterns and actually how you can see where you stand and what is actually missing. So let me again go through the four steps and give you some really tangible tips on actually how to do this. So first of all, abyssos. How do you know you're in the search in this phase for searching, not going on, and maybe even feeling this kind of this frontier, this barrier actually to do the first step, right? I would say you will find out if you if you actually are not in, how do you find out that you're not searching for something that you don't know what you search? It is actually when you feel stuck, right? So when you have the feeling that there needs to be more, there are more answers, and you really constantly feel that there are obstacles in your way, and you can also feel that you are in doubt or that you are fighting against something. This is a good sign of actually that you're in a phase of not truly accepting where you need to go, and that you should be on your path to actually dive deeper into that. And how do you actually know that you are in the phase of metamorphosis, so that you're in this phase of unveiling, to reveal a truth and actually be on the step? It is when you recognize that certain competencies, certain motivations of yourself are actually connected to fears and inner doubts, right? So you just made you connect the dots, you connect the two paths. And this is a super interesting point, because it means that you you need to truly go on this journey and accept that there is more answers to your question that you thought in the first place, right? So it could be that you have started to make your coaching studies, right? And you started becoming maybe a systemic coach, right? And it's a half year it's a half year schedule where you actually learn a lot, and then you actually find out that you have way more answers to look for in your childhood, for example. So this is where you see that you are in metamorphosis, right? You're accepting that there are more questions actually to your question, and the answers you need to actually dive into that. How do you find out that you are in a phase of agon, so of inner fight? And yes, it could be when there are conflicts. It could be when you don't see how to actually overcoming one of this hard obstacles. Could be a super hard project, right? Where you have to work with colleagues that you don't really know, or maybe don't even like, or that you are highly in doubt if you actually will do this. And the question is to what temptations you are vulnerable, right? This also, what is distracting you from your path? And this is a very hard question to state, right? Because it means that you have to actually be honest and to say, okay, this is more or less a shiny object syndrome. I'm going in there because it looks nice, but I don't really know if that really truly helps me, right? And this is what Agon is about, to accept that you have maybe you walked the wrong path, and that you have to go back, right? Or that you need to accept what you have learned in the step of metamorphosis and connect it actually to come to the next, to the highest, to the higher level. Because the task is not to abandon what you have learned and then just go back to life as normal. It is always to evolve, and it's always to reach the next level. So how do you know that you are at the fourth step, the fourth part, and loses, right? That you are at the verge of becoming master of two worlds? And I think it is when you understand that you need to include actually all of the dark side and also the light side of what you've created. So you're not abandoning what you have maybe destroyed, or where you have flaws and errors or whatever, but you're integrating it. So you can make peace with the past, and you know that it was for a reason. And this is what I call higher consciousness, right? It is about getting to know why actually certain things happen to you. And it's not as mystical as it sounds. It's super simple, right? So let me give you an example from my life. Since, you know, as a solopreneur, as a podcaster especially, I like to be heard, right? I'd like to be loved. I like you to subscribe to this podcast. I like you to rate it good. I like you to send it to others, of course, right? And this has to do with me being accepted, right? And of course, this lies in my childhood, right? And by revealing this, I can see, okay, do I want to go on with this? Can I integrate this? And what does it mean? Or how can I transform this urge and need to talk and to be heard, and actually ask myself, what is it that I can bring out there that people are really interested in? And I do hope, of course, that you find some inspiration in what I'm talking about. So loses is about connecting this and to recognize the patterns of change and actually connecting the dots, right? So this is something where I truly feel that you can benefit from it, and I really hope that these questions and different explanations of these four steps that the new work here was created for all of our, or that we created for all of our coaching experiences, will help you. And one last word on on these harder parts, right? These kind of getting lost, of being tempted to maybe go more for the money and not for the purpose, right? I think it is crucial to say that you need these changes. A life where you're not tested and where you not have obstacles in your way is no life at all, because life means progress and standing still means death. So even if you fear it and even if you're not comfortable with this, I can tell you life isn't comfortable and life isn't always around the bright side. But be sure, of course, if you go through this, you will grow and it will help you. And it is actually the very last notice on the hero's journey that will be actually a true and very interesting revelation for you in your life. It is repeating over and over. So all of these four steps are repeating. No matter how much you have learned, no matter how far you've come, it will repeat. So I wish you all the best by actually overcoming all of these obstacles, getting all of these swords, slaying all of these inner dragons, and actually becoming a better leader, person, entrepreneur, a husband, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, brother, sister, and a friend, and podcast listener. And I stay with you. Have a beautiful and wonderful transition to the next year, 2022. And I stay with you. Heroic wishes. Yours, Jörn Hendrik.